So this letter, as you may have studied, really focuses on management of the division and the TEGE component of the IRS, and is filled with a lot of management consulting jargon, a lot of items in there I don't quite understand. I think my favorite passage, and then I'll let this go, is that the IRS said it's going to be allocating its resources using a data-driven approach to target existing and emerging high-risk areas. We have no idea what those high-risk areas are, and so we're just going to have to wait and see what unfolds. The letter indicates it's going to be updated at least quarterly, so maybe in the near future we can get some better idea of what is coming programmatically, but you won't find that in the letter. You will, however, find a good bit of that information in the next item, which is the current priority guidance plan that the IRS and Treasury put together every year. And I have taken out of that plan, which is an IRS-wide document, the provisions that pertain to exempt organizations and charitable giving. And I can leave these to your reading. I just want to highlight two or three of them, though. As you know, in the political campaign area, the proposal that the IRS promulgated for social welfare organizations and their political campaign activity was withdrawn. And the IRS has said it's going to come back with another approach